Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. If you're hearing my savory pipes, and we're glad you're tuning in. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Welcome to the show. Savory pipes.
Yeah.
Must be grilling a lot.
Yes, I
You even got some savory on them pipes.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we do some a little charity work around here once in a while, and help some various organizations raise money, and we give away a barbecue every now and then to do that. And I sometimes play auctioneer, and I was on both ends of this one as giving it away in an auctioneer. And yesterday, on Friday, I delivered one of those for 80 people to a construction company up in central Michigan. And boy, we had a ton of fun. I brought the briskets and the butts and the beans and cornbread and coleslaw, and threw down with about 100 of their employees and customers. And just a great time. I always, kind of flinch a little bit because it's a lot of work. But, boy, when you get up there and you get it all set up and people are enjoying it, it just really pays off. It makes me feel good that we can make people feel good and help them raise a little bit of money along the way.
Very satisfying, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. And, I don't profess to be a caterer, but on the other hand, we'll give away some barbecue every now and then and people enjoy it.
Right. Well, we didn't profess to be caterers last weekend either, and we threw down a nice bit of food at the Michigan State Notre Dame blowout.
Right. Yeah, we had a little bit of fun down there because the it was god awful hot, but we were lucky enough to set up in the shade of four big pine trees.
Smart planning on Don Van Dyne's.
Right.
Thanks, Don. Great.
Yeah, and so we were there, and the poor saps that were 30 feet out from us on the asphalt, it was literally about 30 degrees warmer out there as well. But we had a good time. And again, I want to thank our friends at Kohl's because they provided us with these new little, I don't even know, they're about the size of a golf ball. They're called middles.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you did. They're not a roll, really. It's more of an appetizer.
They're so awesome. The guests there loved them. And the coolest part was the president of Kohl's came to the tailgate.
Right.
So we got to meet him.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yep.
Good guy. And he got to see everybody eating his product.
Right.
And he gets the same feeling we get when we feed people, you know, except he does it on a bigger scale.
Yeah. These things are called middles. And what they are is a piece of bread, and they got a ball of cheese in the middle of them. They come frozen, and then you just bake them off. We put them on the smoker, and which was running about 275, and left them in there about 45 minutes until they got hot all the way through.
Do you remember what the recommended bake temperature was?
Yeah, 350.
Yeah, I think we were a little low.
Right.
It took a little too long.
Yeah, but, sprinkle a little bit of sea salt on the top of those things when they're just going in, and are they good. You're going to like these. You need to look for them in your supermarket, in the freezer section where the garlic bread is.
Yeah, so. And they come with their own packet, actually, of pretzel salt, which is really cool. It's a different looking salt. It's what you see on a pretzel.
Right.
And I know some barbecue guys like it. I see it from time to time in competitions. Speaking of competitions, I got a nice little note this morning from some guys from Michigan headed out to the Sam's Club Invitational, the Barbecue National Finals in Bentonville, Arkansas. So that's the headquarters of Walmart and Sam's Club, right? And the team is called IBQin. And the one guy has the barbecuesuperstore.com online. One of them actually lives in my little town of Lowell. And anyway, so last year his partner Tom Summers, actually, looks like 2014 was the grand champ. So there's some you know, some serious Q people in this state.
Oh, yeah.
And another buddy, and these guys all know my buddy Tony Courthouse. Tony has, I think, third or fourth year coming up now in a row, a competition called Fire on Ice 2018. It's set for March 2nd and 3rd in Onamia, Minnesota, and they're still accepting teams. You can go to fireonicebbq.com if you're a competitor. Tony is a great guy. He owns a barbecue supply store up in Minneapolis and Minnetonka called Qtopia, and he has just really, really immersed himself in barbecue. He and I used to rep smokers together years ago, and he's stayed hard and heavy at it, and he's I'll tell you what, the boys turned into quite a champ. I think they took first place in pork at Kansas City this year.
Yeah, the Royal.
Yeah.
Yep. So I remember we had him on right after he'd done that.
That's a pretty big deal.
Hell of accomplishment, man. Yeah. Because if you've ever been to one of these major competitions like the 500
teams on that one.
And you tell you what, they aren't rookies. These aren't guys that are just backyard barbecue guys. They do this stuff competitively. And when you can go in and take one of the meats as the grand champion, you're the real deal.
Yeah.
You are the real deal. Yeah,
I did the debut opener of my new catering venture called Great Lakes Barbecue, and last night at the New Union Brewery in Lowell,
it was. Did anybody eat, or were fabulous. They mostly just washing down your barbecue with that great beer?
You know, it turned out great. It was a lot of fun. I had my one of my best girls with me, Olivia, my youngest daughter. So had to have a good waitress. Because that's what she does, right?
Yeah.
And college student waitress. She's really good at cleaning tables and serving food. So it was great. Nice bunch of people. New Union, just a fantastic beer. Happy to do that. I think I might be doing that like maybe every Friday night now. So it was so much fun. I might have to go back.
Yeah. So when you show up, you're at a brewery, and a lot of these microbreweries don't have a kitchen.
Right.
By design.
That's
their deal.
One,
they don't want to mess with it. Two, there's some licensure issues that if they don't have one, it's a little easier to conduct business. And so there is a real opportunity there for you. But you were on their patio outside, and you kept it simple, which was kind of cool. What'd you serve for a menu?
Brisket, butts, and chicken, and smack fries.
Yeah. So is there a secret on the smack fries?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I'm not telling you.
Right. But you brought that Timber Tech, right?
The Timber Ridge. Yep.
Timber Ridge. Thank you. The big deep fryer that's portable runs off a propane tank.
Might need a bigger one.
Sounds like a jet taking off when you light the thing up.
Oh, it sounds even worse if you wait too long to ignite it.
Oh.
Yeah. It'll break windows.
Is that from experience?
Yeah.
They got new windows.
I've had her backfire a few times.
Yeah.
Scares the heck out of
me. So anyway, so you were serving hot fries with a special seasoning on
them. Oh, man. And French fries and barbecue are so good.
Oh, yeah.
The slaw was like, I bought the slaw. I didn't even make it.
Yeah. Well, slaw is one of those side dishes. Personally, I enjoy slaw on my pulled pork sandwich as a condiment.
Sometimes.
Rather than a side.
Yeah, sometimes.
Most of the time, it's just, there's beans and slaw with barbecue, all right? It's bread and butter, that kind of thing. They all go together.
Right.
But anyway, that's cool, man. So it took off, and you sold some barbecue
and
had a little bit of fun.
Totally fun.
So do you trade the ownership meat for beer while you're there, or how's that all barter going?
I did at a meeting we had prior to it.
Meeting, yeah.
Well, I had to meet with them earlier in the week, so I made sure to bring some samples down.
Yeah. Has this been the weirdest year or what because of this huge drought? I've got leaves covering my whole yard already, and they never turned color. They went from green to dead and fell off. And I don't know if it's the kind of trees I have or what's going on, but it's crazy. I this is the time of year we get the itch to get out and get in a field. But, man, 90 degrees, you can't get in a tree. There's
my kids bought me a cottonwood tree because my son Alex killed all our cottonwood trees when he got his first machete. So Maureen loves them. So since Maureen lost her trees, they bought me one.
Right.
And that thing is dying.
Yeah.
You got to water it.
Yeah. Coming up next, you might slide into home plate or get skewered in the woods. Stick with us. We'll be back.